We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Paul Steigerwald on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, the man behind the Boys of Winter and a former radio partner of Mike Lang. How many years, Staggy?
Well, I was on the air with Mikey for 15 years as a color analyst. And then, of course, I ended up doing other stuff. But, you know, I think we were worked together, you know, in different capacities for, you know, we still do. I mean, really, but for 30-some years, 33 years.
And how incredible was last night, Mike Lang night at the Penguins game at PPG Paints Arena?
It was cool. I mean, you know, the thing is, you know, if you remember, they did a night for him last year before the pandemic where, you know, they dedicated the media deck to him and you know, kind of gave him his sort of big night then. And so last night was a little different in the sense that they acknowledged him in the box during a commercial break and gave everybody a Mike Lang flash card. And you know, it was obviously dedicated to Mike. So that was great. Because he just retired and, you know, it's just what it does is a night like that just makes you think, first of all, of how quickly the years passed. It's just unreal to think back. And I started with the Penguins in 1980. I remember hearing Mike calling games when I was in college at Kent State. His first year, 74-75, the Penguins had a really good hockey team. And, you know, that was his first year and he immediately made an impact. The team was good. He was good. And everybody immediately caught on to the fact that we have this new guy in town who could call hockey games, and he's kind of like a Bob Prince, like a young Bob Prince in a way. So, you know, it just grew from there. And I think he would have been an even bigger folk hero in Pittsburgh sooner if the Penguins had not been horrible for a lot of years there in the 80s. But when Mario came along and then, of course, the Penguins won the Cup, that's when Mike's star really started to shine and people started to really – Not just here in Pittsburgh, but all over the hockey world started to realize how great he was. And, you know, it's just an awesome, awesome thing to have had a guy of his caliber working here in Pittsburgh to push the sport of hockey. I don't think hockey would be as big in town if not for Mike Lang, that's for sure.
Well, you had a lot to do with it as well because you ushered in the winning ways as well because you were the person that picked up Mario at the airport, were you not?
Yeah, but that just was good. That was just a lucky move, you know, thing for me. But we were all fortunate to get Mario to come here. And but you know, when the Penguins were bad, Mike Lang was great, and so he was one of those, this kind of like the shining light in a big room of darkness. You know,
absolutely. I would suggest, Staggy, that the year before they drafted Mario, where the Penguins had the lowest point total of any team in the NHL, there were 1,200 people in the Civic Arena on a Tuesday night against the Washington Capitals in a February freezing game, and I was there. And I would argue that Mike Lang was the biggest star of the team because he kept the interest going until, of course, Mario came in and changed the world. But you were there. You worked in promotions and marketing, too.
Yeah, that was in the 80s. I came there and was a marketing director for 8 years. But then, you know, they kept adding layers of different people on top of me, you know, like vice president of marketing. Tom Rooney came in. And I just kind of started drifting more towards my passion, which was to be, you know, a broadcaster. So I was lucky that I had a way to kind of use certain skills that I had to kind of get in my foot in the door. And then I kind of grew as a as a broadcaster. And, you know, but when I look back at the video or listen to myself with Mike back in the early 80s, I think, my goodness, you know, Mike was really nice to me because I was horrible. I thought, you know, that's, I really thought that. I mean, I didn't think I was very good. And then, you know, I kind of felt like I was miscast. I wasn't a former NHL player and I was doing color, but Mike was gracious and he was always, encouraging and you know, he made me feel at home, you know, at a time when, you know, he didn't have to. I mean, I basically was plugged into that role next to him and he didn't have much say in the matter. So, if you think about it, I was really, really lucky to be able to work with a guy who was that kind of person. Because I know in broadcasting now, Larry, and you know this too, not everybody's a nice guy like Mike Lang. There are a lot of real arrogant, you know, sort of mean-spirited, insecure people in our business who, you know, feel threatened and all kinds of things that would trigger their whatever problems they have inside of them. And I've heard many stories about guys who've made it very big in our business, but do not treat people very well. And that is not the way Mike was. Mike was always very nice to everybody who came around.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of knives out in this business. And you were fortunate 15 years working with Mike Lang, front row seat. How exciting was it during a game? Did it surprise you? I mean, his calls, his popularity. What kind of atmosphere did that bring to the booth for you?
Oh, I just was entertained by it. I mean, you know, I never knew what saying he was going to come up with next. He would never tell you what he was doing until he did it. You know what I mean? So he'd spring one out. I mean, especially I was there for those years when he was really starting to develop a lot of different ones, you know, like, oh, no, Eddie Spaghetti, and, you know, Scratch My Back with a Hacksaw, and, you know, Arnold Slick from Turtle Creek, and all those. Those all came along, you know, as I had, you know, right around the time I started working with him. So every night I was laughing while we were doing the game and some of those sayings, and people loved them instantly. I remember Goose Goslin, who worked on KDK Radio for years, the late Goose Goslin. He got the biggest kick out of Mike's sayings too, and you know, we just always joking about them, you know, and among the media guys that would be hanging around at practice or whatever. You know, what's Mike coming up with tomorrow? You know, it was really, really entertaining stuff.
I thought it was great. Steve Blass was there last night, a Pirate for life, and his longevity. And Greg Brown was there, and who else was around?
I did a nice thing on our pregame show. You know, I had Al McCoy, who was Mikey's mentor in Phoenix, kind of helped Mike get into the business in Phoenix many years ago in the early 70s. And I had him on the show yesterday doing a tribute to Mike. It was a pretty moving thing at Eddie Olczyk. And I did use Greg Brown and Steve Blass. So, you know, that was – the name guys you named are the ones who were in the booth with him. And, you know, it just was, it's bittersweet. I don't, you know, you want time to go on forever. You want guys to last forever. And they do in a way because his calls will always be there. And he will always be the voice of the Penguins. I don't think there's any question about that. It doesn't really matter who comes along afterwards. He's the voice of the Penguins. It always was.
Well,
so, you know, some people just rise to a certain level in this business. And he's one of those guys. He's a folk hero, and there's just, you know, there's only a very few of those, and you could name them. You know, most of them are in baseball. There aren't many in hockey, but I'd say he's the biggest folk hero broadcaster in the history of hockey. I don't think there's any question about that.
Well, we have enjoyed his work for so many years here. Somebody like me who grew up here, he excited me in part, got me enthusiastic about the business and sports, and it was great to see him recognized again. And Staggy, you're a big part of that too, and we appreciate you taking time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, Larry, my pleasure. Have a good day.
Maybe we can call again, and you can do some radio telestrating for us down the road.
Be nice. We can figure out that. Well, the interesting thing is you know, in radio now, they're putting cameras in the studio, so you kind of are on TV sometimes, if you're not.
There's one a foot from my face. You can see every pore on my nose.
Don't turn around, Kevin. All right, Paul, thanks.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
The great Paul Steigerwald. It will echo in my mind forever. Oh, yeah, Staggy. Believe me, I've seen it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.